Annyeong,
fellow army.
Welcome to We Got No Jams.
Your two favorite unis here, and we are shamelessly obsessing about BTS.
Wee 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 woo. I'm your host, Uni Sarah.
And I'm your host, Uni Jude. And happiest of holidays to everyone. Yay, hooray.
Woo! Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. How has your holiday season been?
It's been so nice. Thank you for asking. I had a really good trip down to Florida. I went down.
Florida.
We went down, drove down to stay with my mother-in-law and my brother-in-law. And so hanging out with the Florida crew, it was so fun. We went to a sinkhole and got to walk by very close to gators, a ton of gators. Like, we probably saw over 100 gators. That is not an exaggeration. They were everywhere. Scary.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
how scary.
It was initially.
Scared to get bit by
one. I will say, yeah. When I like kind of first walked up, I was like, oh my gosh, we are so close to them. But they were not moving. They were all sleeping. So they closed this trail at like 6 p.m. because that's when they start getting active. And we were not the only ones. It was quite busy. And I was a bit shocked because I will send you pictures and I'll post pictures up on Instagram after, you know, we post this episode. And yeah, it was just wild. Very cool. Very
That's
Florida.
Crazy.
Yeah. Very Florida, Floridian experience, I think. And then the next day, I think Saturday, we went to Silver Springs, which has a glass bottom boat that you hop into and you just cruise around. We saw manatees. We saw more gators, quite a few different bird varieties, and also monkeys. We saw these monkeys on a little bit of an island that's in the middle of this river. And apparently, this area was really famous for Hollywood movies and TV shows to be filmed there, like the Tarzan movies and all kinds of stuff.
Cool.
And I guess that's where the monkeys showed up. Someone brought those monkeys to that area. They got out of control, like the population's out of control, and the monkeys have like spread through large parts of Florida where they're not supposed to be. So very interesting. Very interesting.
Oh no, that's gotta be crazy for the ecosystem and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they've been there for a while now, but yeah, they're not supposed to be there.
Yeah,
they are
there. What an interesting trip.
I know. Wow. I'll post some pictures, like I said, but it was crazy. And then the rest of the trip was literally us on the couch or playing some games and drinking and eating too much and all that.
Time.
So, yeah.
Having a good time. Doing all the holiday things.
Yeah. We watched every season of the Great British Baking Show holiday seasons, which I was very excited about. Yes. Yeah, it was really good. But how about you? How's your holidays going so far?
Mine was just very boring, normal. We had like family stuff, you know. Family came over for the Christmas day.
Yeah, that's
cooked
so nice.
Food, open presents, all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My sister got me the BTS Spring Day music box, which is so cute. I was
so
happy. So
cute.
And then she was like, I listened to the song and it's a good song. And I was like, yes!
It's happening! Slowly.
It's all happening.
Slowly but surely, we'll get our sisters involved.
Yeah. But mine was very, like, I have very mom experiences for Christmas. So my Christmases are, like, excited for the kids to open the gifts that I've spent so long, you know, wrapping and keeping hidden and keeping secret. So I surprised Uni Jr. with her Melanie Martinez tickets and perfume, and she was so excited. It was so cute.
Thanks for sending me that video. It was amazing.
I know.
Her face when she saw the tin.
I know she would kill me. I know. She's like, I knew the tin. But when she opens it up, she like grabs the ticket out and like kind of bypasses it. And then when she realizes what she's holding, she's like, oh, I'm going to cry. So cute.
Yeah.
So I was happy. My surprise was pulled off for multiple people, because we also got them Hamilton tickets for the girls when it comes through Salt Lake City in August. And then
that's gonna be
my amazing. Best friend got engaged, and that was very exciting. So I've already been starting. Like, I've been trying to think of what my maid of honor speech is going to be. And they don't want to cry, but they are blubbery. Like, they blubber. Like, they get very boo-hoo-y. Like, they weep a lot, like, when they get sentimental. And so I don't want to make them cry. And so I was, like, running, like, my outline of what my speech was going to be to Parker. And she was like, you're going to make them cry. She's like, you're going to make me cry just telling me.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I had to scratch that. Mm-hmm. I even texted it to my best friend. I was like, this is all it was going to be. And she's like, yeah, I'm already starting to get weepy just reading like what your description of it. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll get up there and brick wall behind me like it's a stand-up show or something.
Mm-hmm. Spotlight. Whoosh.
What's the deal with this wedding food?
Who's this bride?
So that was very exciting. I couldn't wait to see her. And then when I saw her, I cried like a big old baby. And then And then after that, I've just been living that rock life. After, because I got the kids, you know, so they opened up all their things and then they left. So I had to, like, clean up all the tornado and everything. And, yeah, so, you know, kids from split homes, they get some benefits sometimes. Like, they get to just leave a mess at one house and then go to the other house.
Yep.
It's clean there.
Bye. Thanks for the presents.
Bye. Thank you. I'm going to take all the presents and leave all the garbage.
You're welcome. Okay, thanks.
Exactly. And then as soon as they leave there, you know, the other parent has to clean. So basically spent one day cleaning and then one day just laying around and not doing anything because school starts soon. So I'm just really trying to be a rock, you know. Yep. Like you, like Suga says, I'm just trying to not do anything.
Yeah. Well, do you have any New Year's plans or resolutions that you wanted to chat about?
This is interesting. 2024. Okay, so, I mean, you know what? My New Year's is going to be it's going to be such a boring resolution, y'all.
That's fine. We don't need anything extravagant, you know? I heard somebody say they just don't want to trip and fall this year. And I think that's wonderful. that is a great resolution.
That's a good one. I don't want to trip and fall. Yeah. I would like to finish this next semester with a higher GPA than I finished my last semester.
Okay.
Because I got sick the last week and got COVID, and it, you know, pretty much was like the Rock WWE just like showed me what it was cooking, and it wasn't fun. And it put me to the mat. And so it, I kind of didn't do so well on the very end, and I wasn't happy with the way that semester ended. So I think I would just like to finish off this next semester better than I finished off the last one, and end with some better grades than I did this last time because of being sick and pretty much not doing as great as I wanted to on my final exams. I didn't fail them, but I just didn't get A's and I really wanted to. So something like that. And my New Year's resolution is to pick a major.
Oh, yeah. End of the first year. It's coming.
I know. So I need to pick a major. I just am so confused with what I would want to do as a career choice. I know so many listeners out there are like, duh, broadcasting. Like, what are you thinking? But I don't know. We'll see. So I think that's going to be my New Year's resolution. What about you?
My New Year's resolution is to eat better when I travel. Because I eat really well at home.
That's a very you resolution. That is such a you resolution. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that is such a you resolution. I want to eat better. You eat so well. I have never seen someone eat so well. When we go out to fast food, she gets like a kid's meal. I this girl, she's so responsible 24/7, and it never seems to burden her. And then she's like, I want to be more responsible with my eating.
Well, I felt the same way with your school resolution. So we're in the same boat because I was like, you really did a great job. But, you know, I'm not going to poo-poo your resolution, but we're the same.
That's another one of my resolutions, is to poo-poo on silly resolutions.
Excellent. We did. We both have gone ahead and
started. I'm getting an early start. I'm getting a jump start.
Yes. Well, when I travel, I don't eat that great. I do eat out a lot. Yes, I do try to do kids' meals, but it is still eating out. And my just health overall yo-yos. Good. It yo-yos all year.
Sure.
It did all this last year. So I've done a good job. I work out now. I have a good workout routine. I eat well here. So the last little thing I want to tweak for next year is to just be a little bit... It's not a vacation. You know, when I travel for work, in my brain, it's like, oh, vacation is totally
fine. Yeah, sure. I do the same.
I know.
I do the exact same thing. I'm like, vacation. Oh, is this orange juice? Is there champagne for this orange juice? It's like, girl, it is 10 o'clock.
Yep, exactly.
I'm like, oh, we're not on vacation. I thought we were. I'm sorry. That's how come we got along so well with our Kentucky friends. They were like, yes, girl, we are on vacation. Burning it up.
Uh-huh. Let's go. Woo!
But yes, eating healthy, that's always a good thing, to eat healthier. That's always a good resolution.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. But I wish you good luck. This is a virtual handshake. Virtual handshake. Good luck on your resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Good luck on yours as well. You got this?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. You got this too. Listeners, good luck to you and your resolutions.
What would you say is this is gonna be a hard one. It's gonna be BTS related, clearly. Okay, but what would you say? This.
Let's get into BTS related. Yeah.
In this last year, because we're gonna be talking about so many solo things, right? So what was your favorite moment, just BTS moment of the year? We'll just do a blanket one and then we'll get into details.
Okay.
This is going to be so hard to think about.
I know. And honestly, it feels like this year was so long. You know what I mean? Like trying to think back to the beginning of the year. So let's just talk about the year real quick. So all the solo albums, right? Mm-hmm. So solo albums came out. Jin left a year ago. So he left December 2022. So it's been a year. Jin. So it's been a year since he left. J-Hope launched the solo albums. Mm-hmm. So I think my favorite, like, J-Hope moment was him performing at the MAMA Awards with the arson. Yeah. The arson performance.
That was my favorite performance. That was so his, iconic.
Like,
so
open
good.
V, you know, and, like, all the gelled hair. And
yes, and the red, like, background.
Doing the shimmy.
And he's, like, doing that shimmy walk thing. I know, so cool. So cool.
So I think that was my favorite J-Hope moment. Then we had RM, so he came out with Indigo. Mm-hmm. And I think my favorite RM, I really loved, we had a whole episode dedicated to the behind the scenes of his record.
Album.
And how we had all that, Erykah Badu was in there on like video talking about her, you know. There was just
and
all
Anderson
the guests.
Pack and all that stuff. Yeah, and they were all talking about, like, working with him and how awesome it was and how, that was a really good moment for him, too.
I loved that. I loved the sneak peek behind how the album came together, but also just anytime, like, world-class artists have such positive things to say about working, you know, with the guys, I'm always like, oh, I can't get enough of it.
I know, me too. I love when I hear anybody that says anything, like, especially a Western artist, like someone in our popular culture that will talk about them. I get so excited to hear, like, them be like, oh, yeah, they're so awesome. I love this. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, yeah. So,
I agree. Other thing, too, RM, I liked, he did all of the live performances in that museum, in that art museum.
Oh, yes. That was amazing. So cool. That was so cool. The one where he had all the trees next to him. I can't remember which performance he did in that one, but that stage was my favorite.
Yep. I loved that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then we got Face.
Oh, I will say, okay, for the solo stuff that came out, and it was a wild card for me, too. I mean, obviously, Suga is my bias, so we knew that I was already anticipating that. But for an album that kind of just came out of nowhere and slapped me in the face and was like, here, you're just going to be obsessed with this now. And yeah. I didn't realize that that was going to happen to me. I knew I was going to love it. I knew it is Jimin, it's BTS. I'm going to love it, you know, at a base level just because I do love them.
Yeah.
But this album just really, like, penetrated deep into my soul somehow. I really loved the melodies that he was able to accomplish with his voice. And when Set Me Free, that video, when part two came out.
Music video dropped. Done. I think I was
that was insane.
Not shocked because it's not, I mean, it's a choreo video. So I definitely, we've seen it before, you know, from BTS.
It wasn't what we expected, I guess.
No, I wasn't expecting it. He was shirtless. He was cursing. It was just so
impactful
from Jimin because, yeah, I mean, and the rest of the album and everything else seemed very Jimin, but this was just so powerful when that music. I was just floored. So I feel you on that.
Even in Face Off, even when you listen to the album and you hear that, like, circus music, you're like, okay, what is this? And then it's like, all right. Yeah. And you're like, oh my goodness, okay. Like, what? Right. And then the chorus is like, you're gonna try to not be sober. You're like, and then he hits you with an F bomb. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Too much. This is so good. It was. I really enjoyed that little album. I thought it was just so good. I really felt like it showcased so much of what he could do with his vocals and his dancing abilities. I was so impressed by Set Me Free Part 2. And then when Like Crazy came out, still, if I ever hear if I
the Like Crazy even anywhere choreo is still some of my favorite.
Yes,
I
me
love
too.
It.
That whisper thing at the beginning, I can't even. Yes. If I'm out in public and I hear two people talking and they're just like, "Oh my gosh, how much did you buy those for?" That's like crazy. I think that we could last forever. Like immediately, my brain just takes it and just runs with it.
I'm gonna be lost in the light. Lost in the light. I think that also was one of my favorite things of the ARMY dance party.
Yes.
Because we were waiting in Chicago. We went to the ARMY dance party and we were waiting for them. Everyone was just like, DJ, play Like Crazy.
Like Crazy. They were putting the little things on their phone, Like Crazy. There was like four girls in front of Cutener DJ.
Yeah, so we're waiting.
And he kept nodding like, I see you. And then it came on.
And then it dropped. And everyone, the blue lights. And it was amazing. That was definitely.
And everybody just doing the little head thing. And like, it's so funny.
It was awesome.
Oh my gosh, I would love to go to another one now with like, I have gotten so good at some of these dance challenges. I will tell you, this year has been nice for me getting into some dance challenges because some of these girl groups have some fun ones. Le Sserafim's Perfect Night.
Yes!
That one is so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Le Sserafim's had a whole bunch of good. Yes, Super Shy. New Jeans.
Super Shy.
Yeah. Yep. New Jeans had a good one. G Idol had a good one.
Yeah. The Queen Card. There's so many. Yes. Yeah. That's so cute. Yes. There's so many good ones this year.
And Bouncy. I'm still obsessed with Bouncy.
Yes.
Everyone's
Bouncy
over
is
it
good.
Now, but I will never be over it.
You're like, I make will it never. Bouncy.
I will never. It will always live
I'm
in my
still,
head. Thank
I'm
you.
Still doing all of Jungkook's. I can't help I it. Know. I'm still like, you know how I like it, girl.
Yes,
and just
the hip.
Do the little hip shimmy. Yeah, 3D. Yeah, yeah. I still 3D every single time with my hands. 3D, no matter where I'm at. Body to body to body to body to body. That song lives in my head forever right now. And it is just always in there. Jungkook is just always in there just being like, you know how I like it, girl. Anytime I'm like, oh, man. Feeling kind of depressed today, and just immediately like body to body to body, like, slams right in there. Just don't be sad, girl.
I know his were definitely the most challenging, though. Oh gosh, him and Higgum,
they were
in regards to dance challenges. Those, like, ugh, so
the standing
so
next
difficult.
To you one. Anytime I see anybody doing that, I have to
all
watch
the hands
it. I'm just like,
standing next
so
to you.
Crazy. Have you seen the little kids online?
Yes.
They're like little. They're like 4 or 5 years old. They're just like,
no. How do you have the hand-eye coordination like, for this? This is wild.
I'm like, you should not know how to pelvic thrust like that. You're a child. Like,
I know. Doing like the Michael Jackson like hip thrust.
Yes.
I'm just like,
the little hips. And then they're just like, move, move, move. They're so freaking cute, though. It's so,
I know.
Like, they're adorable.
I know.
I'm just like, man, I could never do that dance challenge. I will never even attempt to do standing next to you. If we try, we would have to have so much alcohol to even attempt it. And it would look terrible. We'd have fun, but it would look awful.
That's true. That's, you know what? That's fine. We'll throw it up on TikTok. Let's
yes.
go.
Yes, exactly.
We should do a, like, 2023 dance challenges. Just pick. Like 5 of our favorite ones, and then we'll just do them.
And when we just do them, even if they're bad. If they turn out bad.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I got, like, very stiff white lady moves. It's fine.
I can teach
whatever.
You coming of age ceremony. I can teach you that one. I learned that one.
We'll have to do that. I'm coming next month, so get ready. You're going to have to teach me everything.
We're going to have to. I'll come down and we'll do all dance challenge night.
Yes.
That would be
okay,
so much
good.
Fun.
Yeah, I can pick up choreo quick. The execution is questionable, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll warm up with some Just Dance first.
Yeah, that's a good call. That is a good call. Just Dance and a lot of seltzers.
And a lot of seltzer. That's
a lot
true.
Of seltzers.
We might need some tequila. It might call for some of the hard stuff.
Oh, it might
stuff,
be a
you know
tequila
I mean.
Night. Yeah, yeah.
It
we
might
like
be.
Polished off their vodka last time we were at my parents' house. We did
you
so
know,
many
I'm learning. I think with age, I think at our age, we need to move on to tequila because I think vodka was like a 20s liquor.
Well, it was, and I literally had it to the point where I couldn't.
Yeah.
Between like, honestly, between 28 and last year, I was not able to touch. No, probably like 25 to 35. A decade. Could not touch
vodka
because it made me want to vomit.
See,
now
and
I
tequila.
Can drink it,
as a teenager, don't drink when you're underage kids. But
no, we do not
speaking
endorse.
From bad experience. speaking from the times when I wasn't a role model, I can tell you that that was the worst thing to drink. I hated drinking tequila when I was a teenager because I get the most sick. But now I like, so I stay away from it. But I just had some with my neighbor and. It was pleasant, very pleasant, and not like how it is
I
when
like
you drink
tequila.
Vodka. So I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time to move
margaritas.
On over. Yeah, margarita. I had a
margarita.
It was a Mexican thing. Mule. It was like ginger beer. It was really delicious.
That
very
would
tasty.
Be good.
All
right, we'll have to do that.
Here we go. If worst comes to worst, we'll just grab a couple knives and we'll do what Britney Spears is doing. You know, the little. They'll
what?
Love it. Nice. You have not seen this? Oh my gosh, okay.
No.
You've got to follow Britney Spears on Instagram. I don't know why you're not.
Okay, my bad.
So sometimes she'll just
she seems,
dance in front
I
of the...
I followed her for a little bit, and it was honestly a little too much for me, so...
Yeah,
like,
no, it's still know. Too much, but it's too much and it's confusing now. So she'll just, like, set her camera up, and she'll, like, get in an outfit, and then she'll start doing dances. But this one, like, it was probably a couple months ago, she, like, had two kitchen knives, and she was just dancing with them, like... but it wasn't, like, dancing, like, not, like, flipping them around or anything. She was just, like, holding them and being like... And then, like, spinning and, like, putting them against her body and then be like...
Oh,
but, like,
gosh.
Not cutting herself or anything. But she would be like... And she'd shimmy, shimmy. And then, like, dance and spin. It was the weirdest thing.
Poor Britney.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I wonder... You definitely have to just, like, after we get done recording this, Google, like, Britney Spears dancing kitchen knives. And knife it's not going to be, it's not going to take you down a weird rabbit hole because it's totally known. Like, it's like a very big thing. It obviously went viral recently.
And I missed it. My bad.
Yeah, you must have just missed it. It's okay. It's my fault. I'm supposed to let you know about these things.
You know what? That is absolutely true. So thank you for having accountability.
That's one of my New Year's resolutions. I think just anytime I do anything new, I'm going to say that was my New Year's resolution. Like, anytime I do anything, you know?
Like, that's, I love it.
That's my New Year's resolution. Just saying.
Send me cultural references that I'm going to miss. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
I am your personal TMZ. JMZ.
I need it, because otherwise.
JMZ, that's what I am.
Yes. Thank you.
My neighbors did say, they were like, you should start a podcast where you just talk about popular culture. They were like, we would listen to a podcast of you just talking about celebrities and stuff.
Hey, do what
I get canceled really fast. People love people that I hate. So anyway, back to our year in Rewind. If you haven't noticed, we're doing the New Year's Rewind episode where we talk about our favorite moments. BTS. So we were talking about Jimin.
Yep.
Next. And his amazing accomplishments. Next and then solo. It was Suga. Yes. And this one was like crazy big accomplishments. Like, this was like, come through the door. Here's this amazing album that I've spent all this time meticulously crafting. And then I'm going to do a huge solo tour.
No worries, you guys. Tota got it. Just
what in the Elton
huge
John?
Solo
like
tour.
He just was like tour.
He's a wild man.
Yeah, I know. And then he did it all by himself. Like, boom, done. So
yep, no problem.
And then it was like peace, military.
Like, I know, it's so true.
He's so chill.
And then literally ghosted all of us.
And everybody was like, "Wow, what a big accomplishment." Okay, he was like, "Yeah, bye."
Well, that is exactly how he handled one of my favorite things out of the Suga solo stuff, which was the last concert that we watched
online. Yes.
So much happened.
All the crying,
just wailing. The members, Jin and J-Hope there, being there in the audience when we hadn't seen them in forever, was amazing.
Yeah.
All the members, Jungkook, Jimin, RM, you know, joining him on stage was amazing. And then the tattoo reveal.
I know.
The craziest thing I think any of the members have ever done. Just the long con of this was wild to me. He had that tattoo for like a year, refused to show us. And then in like the most Suga way, oh, it's hot in here. He takes his jacket off and just shakes it a little bit. Everyone starts screaming. He's like, what? What is it? Puts his jacket on. Never says anything. Doesn't address
Not
it.
Not a thing.
In the next live, is just like, oh, I don't know what the big fuss is, you guys. Yeah, I can show you my tattoo. I don't know why you're making such a big deal.
He's so Kourtney Kardashian about everything. Like, why does he act like that?
It was so funny. It was so funny. Like, he chose to do that. Like, he chose for a year to just...
I know.
The long con. And it was amazing. I know. It was amazing.
And he's going to act like he doesn't love the attention. He has his own show on YouTube. He loves the attention. You know he loves it. So he's just like, what? This? Oh,
IU.
No.
I just saw dropped the IU episode for Suchita just dropped. By
I know. I saw that too.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to anyway.
Me neither.
But yeah, that show too, Suchita, amazing.
Yes,
amazing show.
And one of my favorite memories of this year was going to see Suga in Chicago. It was amazing. One of my favorite memories. That was so
amazing.
Fun. And meeting ARMY and getting bracelets because we did it first. And getting all the stickers and all the things. Oh, I think part of going to BTS concerts is just meeting ARMY in the line. That's like part of it. If we weren't allowed to like fraternize in the line, it would suck.
It's true. It
but is we true. All show up. You can see us showing up in droves with big old tote bags on our shoulders. Why? What are those? These are things we made meticulously to hand out to everybody because we are that fandom because we just love each other so much. And it's honestly such a fun thing. I love doing that. It's like the best.
And hanging out with BTS-esh. That was super fun.
I know. And getting to finally meet them in person, that was so much fun. That was a good time. That was
And then I know this is a BTS podcast, but Jackson Wang...
Rock I know, I was world. Gonna say.
Rock my I world. Bet. I still think we about it all the we time. Got to meet
the other man.
I know.
Ooh. When he pops up on my Instagram feed looking all spicy, I'm like, get out of here.
I can't look at you in this Louis Vuitton.
Don't.
Get out of here.
My husband's away on military. He's away being military. Don't. We can't.
We can't.
But he's out there doing all these magazine covers lately. I know. And doing the like all smoldery the Louis Vuitton thing. Stuff.
I know. He was like on top of a piano recently. Like, what am I supposed to do about that?
Stop. I know. It's like he knows what's going on. It's like RM was like, all right, we're all going to the military, Jackson. Please hold off on doing all your sexy stuff until we leave because some of them like you and they are going to need.
Army needs the thirst traps while I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But Jackson's way dirty. I don't know if BTS is ready. Jackson's really dirty.
They're not ready at all.
They're BTS Army's like, oh my gosh, a nipple. Ah. And Jackson's like, I've got them both in mesh up front center. Yeah. Like,
and I'm gyrating on the stage on this fan. And it's totally fine.
I still can't listen to the songs Dead or the other one, the other super sexy one. I can't remember what it's called. The Moment.
Glow?
Oh, The Moment.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Ugh. Cruel. So good. Blow. All of them.
Blow.
All of
them. I know. Oh, my gosh. We can't. Blow. Yeah. That one's so good.
We gotta
move
on.
Your body feels like disrespect. That's the craziest thing. This is, to me.
We've gone down. Okay. I need a fan. Okay. Ooh, I got the vapors.
I know. This is really, if y'all have not checked out Jackson Wang before, this might be a good time. He's a really good distractor from any sort of sadness.
And he's like such a gentleman too. It's like the 1-2 really punch. He is like such a sweet gentleman. And he looks like that, and he behaves like that.
Ugh. I know. There's lots of videos of him, like, protecting his female fans and, like, being so sweet to the female fans and the young girl fans. So cute. Oh, he's so handsome. I know. I love him.
I know.
But, yes, sorry. Woof. We're, like, getting sidetracked on our Stella's got her groove back. We're going off to
We can't talk about Chicago, though, and not... talk about you can't him, so you know.
He's the other man. We met him that night, and it was, but you know what though, if we hadn't had gone to that concert, and because that night we had the concert and then the K-pop party, and we were like, if we wouldn't have gone to that concert, we would not have had the energy to go to the party. We would have been let's just stay in, and we wouldn't have had fun. But we went to the concert, and the concert got us pumped up to go.
Yeah,
because after that we were buzzing and feeling so happy and like adrenaline.
And it helped that the place was like a 2-minute walk.
For real. And not only that, but you could see the bouncers from outside. It was so cool. It was just like this like little doorway in the side of a building, and these bouncers outside like, you ladies coming in? We're like, yes. Yep.
Can you tell her, Army?
How could you tell? Oh, because we're pretty much all wearing the same uniform.
Yep, that's fine.
We all have a similar fashion sense. So, but then parting with Army, that's also one of my favorites. They had the Utah K-pop events had a New Year's Eve. They're doing a New Year's Eve.
I wish I could go.
I would go if you were here. I'm not going alone. Are you kidding me?
I haven't even looked here in Raleigh. I'm sure Raleigh has something going on, and I haven't even looked. I'm also not going to go by myself.
You know, speaking of funny anecdote, it reminded me. I was at the mall the other day doing some last minute shopping, and this girl was walking towards me with a BTS hoodie on, and I saw it, and I was like, and tugged on Mike's shirt. That girl's got a BTS sweater. And he was like, yeah, she does. And then we walked past her, and then I didn't say anything. And then he, like, kind of looked at me, and I was like, if Sarah was here, we would have said something to her, but it's just me. So I don't say. Sarah.
Yeah.
I was like, Sarah would have had her Instagram handle and phone number by now.
That is true. I do have quite a few Instagram handles that are just, I saw you.
Yeah, she's not shy. We'll be out in the middle of nowhere, and she's like, ah, I love your sweater! Across a busy freeway.
That's how I met Astrid, my coworker. I saw her wear a backpack and literally chased her down, like, my office. Hey, excuse me!
See, I'm not that way. I just will awkwardly keep staring at your item until hopefully you see me notice it, and then I point at it like, I see that. Cool. And then I point to mine. I do.
I don't have the energy anymore to go to an event by myself, though. Those times have gone. That's all right.
Long gone. Yeah. But yes, that was definitely one of the best shows. And Chicago's just been so good to us every single time we go. Mm-hmm. When we went for Lala, that was so much fun. And
agreed.
Seeing J-Hope, being part of that was so cool. But that was 2 years ago. So that was not last year.
After Suga, it was kind of full album, because we had, you know, we had Seven come out and things like that. But full album was Layover with V.
Yes, which that one also, that one was one that, unlike Jimin's, I expected V's to be this way, but I didn't realize that it was going to be something that I really loved so much. Like, all I had to do was think about V, and that clarinet flute from the beginning of Slow Dancing just started in my head. Like, it's just such a whole vibe, that whole album. And
I know.
It's about time we get it straight. So good. It's like melted chocolate, you know? It just feels like taking a bath in, like, warm melted chocolate. It's just I love it. It's very romantic. I love this album. I feel like this one's going to be very timeless.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, start to finish, the whole album. And it was perfectly released. It is, in my opinion, I mean, I know there's, like, summer imagery, you know, with the music videos and stuff. But for me, this is, like, a winter album.
Me too. For sure. I agree. Fall, winter.
Just warm blanket. It's raining. It's snowing. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, me too. Nice, warm, something steamy in front of you while you drink it. And just, you know. Rainy days,
Oh, my gosh. I played this in the car. So it was raining. This was probably like 2 weeks ago. Did I tell you this? Did I talk about this on the podcast already?
No, we haven't talked about it, but you texted it to me.
Yes. So I'm in the car. It's raining. The song is stuck in my head, Rainy Days. I text you about it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to play it. It's in English. You know, maybe Nate will be okay with this because he was driving. And so I put it on and I kind of don't say anything. I just let it play and I'm just going to see what happens. And then he looks down and he's like, he commented on the album art first, and he's like, is that a dog? And I was like, yes, this is V's album, and he's got a dog. His name is Yantan, you know, whatever. And then we're playing it, we're listening to it. And then I asked him, he was like, oh, I didn't recognize the name V. You know, I didn't recognize that. I was like, oh, yeah, no worries. He's one of the vocalists. And I was like, how many members can you name? Just curious. And so he names RM, he calls him Rap Monster because he's like, if I say RM, he's like, excuse me, you mean Rap Monster?
To be fair, honestly, he is the closest to RM, like, personality wise, I would say.
I would agree with you. Oh my gosh, I never thought of that.
Your husband is totally RM. He is not a J-Hope at all.
I'm the J-Hope in this.
You're the J-Hope, but he's very RM. He's like sarcastic and dry, very cultured. He's smart about culture and stuff, but he's like musically like very. Yep. Cool, like he's got a certain sense of style music wise and he's you have a very RM style of husband.
I'm so pleased I literally, we're gonna wrap this podcast and I'm just gonna be staring at
him. You're gonna go run in there.
You're my only room.
I've been trying to tell you this. I'm supposed to tell you this. I'm supposed to tell you
this. Hey, babe, can I just have you whisper, like, things at me in the style of RM, please and thank you?
This is all for... Can you say Ayo Sugar?
Can you just, like, in a kind of a whispery but firm voice, just tell me this is all for me? Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. Oh. So yeah, he knew RM, Suga, and J-Hope. So he knew the rap yes. line. And honestly, yes. it's just because he hangs out with you and I. And so yeah. that makes sense.
I know. And then you texted me about it. And I was like, mm-hmm. I want to see, like, if Mike knows BTS mm-hmm. members. And so I didn't text him. He was right there. And I was like, hey, what? Like, how many BTS members can you name? And then he just kind of looked at me suspiciously like, is this a trap?
This is a trap for sure.
And I had to explain. And I was like, no, I just want to see. And he was surprising. He was like, Suga, obviously. Yeah. He knows. And then he's Jimin because that was Parker's favorite when she liked yep. BTS. And I was surprised he didn't get J-Hope right away. He got V and then he got RM. And mm-hmm. then he got J-Hope, and he couldn't get Jin and Jungkook. Those were the last two that he was missing. Mm-hmm. But I was like, that's pretty good. I was surprised. Yeah. I was very surprised. But, you know, to be fair, V is also my bias.
Yeah, your bias. So. Yeah. When I played a Jungkook song, or, like, later on in the drive, he was like, oh, yeah, Jungkook. I remember Jungkook. I was like,
yeah, Jungkook, yeah.
That's right.
I just, Jungkook, I can't even. That boy has wrecked my... We haven't even done our Jungkook episodes because I think we're too afraid to get into the content.
Honestly, to be fair, I think so too. Every time I have to watch a music video or, you know, get into it, you know, for notes and stuff, I'm just like, this is too much. This is too much.
I know. I sent you that video on Instagram that had him, like, and it was like, it's cuffing season. You know, and it's like showing him all yes. hot and sexy. And then it cuts to the end. It's like, I need big boy. Big boy. And it's like showing him, like, with his bunny face. And you yeah. sent it back to me. And you're like, I'm sitting in the living room with my mother and yeah. brother-in-law. I cannot watch this right now.
I cannot. Every time I'm watching, of all the members, Jungkook is the most Jackson Wang-esque in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he is not pulling punches, and I'm here for it. But also, he always comes out with something while I'm in public. When I'm around people. And I'm like, this is not right. I can't handle this.
Yeah. You know what, though? I will say some of the V stuff with Layover, watching some of that in public was a little bit hard to do. Because, like, yeah. trying to watch Love Me Again, and if somebody looks yep. over your shoulder and just... You're watching, like, a slow video panning of this beautiful man's face yeah. in a sequin gold, like, turtleneck.
That
and they're just like,
video.
What is she watching? I'm like, you're missing out. You should be watching yeah. this. Come over
you
here.
You also should be watching this.
Get over here.
Yeah. If there was ever, like... year's most angelic perfect skin moment like that me. Music video
I wish you
he looked so amazing
so good in that I know in that and video. His performance Wild. That performance with all the different artists yeah. and stuff and all the different yeah. screens that was one of my favorite performances as well yeah. for that album is so good.
Again, we just heard so much of his live singing. Just mm-hmm. more than we ever have before. And I was just so blown away by how amazing his voice is.
It's so good. And Yontan's stage debut. Oh,
I know. He's so cute.
He's such a happy little guy. He's so handsome. And he did such a good job. My dogs would have been losing their minds.
Oh, yeah, I have cats. Like, that just would not have been an option for yeah. me to have the
one
cats.
One of your cats left. Wouldn't have even come out. Your cat, no. one of your kittens would have, one of your cats would have been hidden in the green room still, like under yeah. the couch.
Yeah. All of them would have. Yeah. It would have been, yeah, not an option by any means.
Yeah. Teddy would have been barking on the stage at everybody in the audience.
That
and
is
Billy
true.
Would have already been down in the audience trying yep. to taste everybody's face.
Yeah.
So
yep. Taste licks. Yep. Is this for me? Thank you.
And barks. She would be barking at you and then want to lick you and then yeah, bark at you true. And then want to lick you.
Yep.
I have very bad dogs. They're very reactive.
They're so sweet, though.
They're sweet. They wouldn't hurt you, but they're just very reactive and they're scared at first. They're doodles. They're nervous. But yeah, so my dogs would not have behaved that well. So good for Yontan. What a very good boy.
He was such a sweet boy. He did a good job. But yeah, and then Jungkook. We haven't done coverage on it, really, so I don't know.
But we could do some light coverage.
Light coverage. I will say, I think my favorite thing so far has been the guest remixes. Like having Justin Timberlake and Usher.
Yeah, on the, Usher was by far my favorite one because I love Usher so much. I know. When I was a teenager, I loved Usher. My mom loves Usher. She was the reason I loved Usher. She would be in the car singing it.
Any millennial woman loves Usher.
We all know it. Can't help yourself. Yeah. Yes. Like, have you seen that trend where the kids will go up to their millennial teachers and ask them how to spell Usher? Like, some of them will be like, U-S-H-E-R. And then some of them will be like, U-S-H-E-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D.
Oh, man. And it's like a little taste of the Super Bowl.
Yes, because he's going to be the performer at the halftime show. Oh, I know. Yeah. He just finished up a Vegas residency, too, and I'm so bummed I didn't go see because I really, really want to.
Oh, I didn't know he was there.
He was there.
I didn't know that. Boyz II Men
was there for a while, too. I will be going there because I just found out Wu-Tang is going to be doing a Vegas residency. And that,
there you go.
That's a, one of the original boy groups for me, you know?
Yeah. I knew Usher had a residency because I saw a clip of him and Jessica Alba. So she was in the stands watching one of his shows, and he spotted her, and he, like, went over, and he was, like, dancing with her.
Oh, my God, I would die if Usher danced on me. I would just die. Well, there was a theory, because the recent winner of The Masked Singer, some of them thought it was Usher. He sounded a lot like Usher. I would have assumed that it was Usher, too. But I would have thought that would have been so cool if it was Usher on Masked Singer, because Jungkook was also on King of the Masked Singer, and that would have been really cool. But because I was aware of his collaborations with Jungkook, I knew that it wasn't possible that it was him on Masked Singer.
Mm, mm, mm.
And it wasn't, but I won't spoil it if anybody hasn't seen it, but it was a good ending.
Nice.
So that was a fun little, you know, side tangent for 2023. But Jungkook, man, he just came out and just started to steal the show in the United States of doing the morning shows. It's like each one of them came out and had a different thing that they were gonna do. You know, they're like, okay, we're gonna hit the Korean award shows, and Suga's like, I'm doing a tour, and you know, RM was like, I'm gonna feature a ton of artists, and Jungkook was like, I'm gonna feature a ton of artists too on the same remixes, and I'm gonna go do every morning show possible. So like, Times Square, Jimmy Fallon, like that. Ugh.
Oh yes, I know, that was amazing. And then both him and Suga on Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon and Suga playing that game where they had to taste. That was probably, my favorite. I know. It's like, you have to taste it. No, I don't.
So and then good. At the beginning even of that challenge, when they're all like, when Jimmy's like, Suga, and they're like, wee, the crowd's all screaming, and he's like, all right, everybody, all right, and they keep on going, and then Suga just, and everybody, boom, silent. Like, immediate silence, and it's just, like, the way Suga can calm down ARMY with just a look, and it's, like, a compilation of him just being, like, and we're, like, quiet.
And Jungkook getting the pizza, and how excited he was about that slice of pizza.
So cute.
I do really enjoy them on the Jimmy Fallon show.
I do, too.
They seem to have a really good, like,
rapport.
They seem to have a good, like, partnership. Anytime that they go to his show, there's so many good moments that come out of it. And Jimmy Fallon seems to genuinely enjoy, like, hanging out with them. I agree. Which I think is awesome.
I think the night hosts really enjoy BTS because, I watched John Cena on, I think it was James Corden with January Jones. And no, it wasn't even him. It was Trevor Noah on The Daily Show before he left. Yes. And he was doing Q&A. And someone from the audience was like, what was your favorite thing about meeting BTS? Like, that we just want to know. And he was like, you know what? Like, I think my favorite thing about meeting them was, like, not only are they amazingly talented and super skilled at their craft, like, they dance and you're like,
oh my God. Like, and then you think back to like NSYNC and it's just like these very simple dance moves, and like what BTS is doing is so crazily like NSYNC and so like so good. And he was like, but not only that, they are the nicest guys. Like, they are nice. And he was like, and not just nice, like Hollywood nice, like they're nice to other people in the industry. He was like, they're nice to everybody they have interactions with. Like, every single person, they're genuinely nice guys. And it just, like, made my heart so happy to hear him say that. Like, that they're just genuinely nice people. He's like, anybody that they talk to or anybody that comes up to them, they're just truly happy and grateful to be interacting with them. And I'm like, that is the nicest. That's, we knew. We know. We know.
We know.
Mm-hmm. We already know.
That's right.
So I think that it's cool that some of these, you know, James Corden and Jimmy Fallon and stuff, that they really like them, even though there's like a huge language barrier. But just goes to show what being a genuinely nice person will get you, because you can even have a language barrier and still make really genuine connections with people by just being a kind-hearted person.
Agreed.
Yeah. But no more James Corden, so. And hopefully Jimmy Fallon will survive, because there's some controversy there as well. But really? Let's hope. I know, these late night hosts are just going, they're going through it. People are coming after him. So let's hope that, you know, things are getting better. But the late night stuff is fun. I will say my favorite things to have watched this year with them being solo are them going on the game, like variety shows. Because they're usually on there together, and so then to see, you know, Jin on Running Man by himself, and to see V, you know, like doing those things by themselves is also really funny.
Yeah, and those like Spotopoly, I was not expecting Spotify to have any sort of content, but they were really good.
They were good. Jungkook's was my favorite. His was my favorite. His was so funny.
Him just like sinking down into that ball pit and disappearing is definitely one of my favorite. So
good. And then when he was knocking the love block. Yes. Oh, he's so cute. Yeah, this whole, I loved all the solo stuff. I was very excited about it. And then, of course, the end of the year, we got hit in the head, in the heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. But it just gets us closer to 2025. It had to happen. Just gets us closer. We're ripping band-aids off now so that we can get to the other side.
When you're closer.
Yep,
so,
exactly.
From what I understand, though, you've prepared a game for us.
Yes, I have.
To end the year.
To end the year. Our annual game of Would You Rather.
Yay, I have I'm so excited.
Procured some Hallmark movie synopsises. And because this is kind of our New Year episode, not exactly Christmas, I actually am doing a little bit different. Some of them are kind of a little Christmassy, but what I actually did was I pulled all of the upcoming Hallmark synopses through March. So January through March of next year.
There's going to be, I'm excited now, because now I'm going to want to watch the stuff that's coming up. And normally, I wait till it's already all out and then just watch everything. So now I'm going to be, like, on the lookout for these movies upcoming. To come out.
Exactly. 2024. Girl. Coming to you on a Hallmark channel near you. All right.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Okay. You guys, if you're new to our podcast, every year I do a Would You Rather. And essentially, I just take Hallmark movie synopses and then I just tweak them a little bit. And I present them to Jude so that she can choose.
And, would and you then I don't just choose. Up. I usually will choose and give valid reasons why.
Yeah.
And elaborate on the scenarios generally.
Exactly. Settle in for some commentary. It's going to be great. So here we go. Okay. So our first pairing. The Dog Lover's Guide to Dating.
This is already going to be on like a pros for me because I love dogs. Yeah,
I know. So here we go. V believes Lisa is the girl of his dreams, but can't seem to win over her beloved pup. He enlists you as a dog trainer and soon finds himself wondering where his real connection might be.
Ooh.
Or the wedding veil expectations. Now I'm going to mention, if you recall, last year, The Wedding Veil was a Christmas movie where this trio of friends shared this wedding veil to find, like, they found this antique wedding veil at, like, a boutique store or something, and they took turns with it.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Veil.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So the story continues. There are three more of them.
Oh.
There are three more of them. So, The Dog Lover's Guide to Dating or The Wedding Veil Expectations. You have exciting news to share with your husband, Suga, but your house renovations are making it hard to find the right moment. When BFFs Sarah and Steph come to return their joint antique wedding veil, they learn that they haven't seen the last of his magic. So those are your two options. Would you rather? Dog Lover's Guide to Dating or The Wedding Veil Expectations?
Ooh, mm. I'm going to go with a dog lover. I'm going to go with a dog lover's guide because this is such a meet cute. It sounds just like that Must Love Dogs movie with Diane Lane and John Cusack.
Mm.
I'm a sucker for John Cusack. I love him. So
yeah. Serendipity. Choice.
Very choice. Sorry. I have had like a frog in my throat since COVID. That just like won't go away. But I would choose that one because then we have the, like, potential for that cute 101 Dalmatians moment with the dog leashes.
That's true.
When the dogs, like, wrap around you and then, like, the push leash, them together.
Yep.
So, like, Lisa's dog, I'd be, like, teaching him how to walk with my dog, Buster, or, you know, or whatever. And then we're walking together and then the dogs circle around and, like, purposely make us push together.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love it too.
Okay, good choice. All right, next is the wedding veil versus the wedding veil.
The first one is
the wedding veil inspiration. This is the second film in this trilogy, by the way. It says here in my notes. You are busy trying to earn the department chair role while your husband, Jimin, is preparing to open his lace shop. After a colleague makes you question your choices, you must turn to Jimin and the veil to get the courage to stop planning your life and start living it. Or,
mighty a lot of decisions veil. Based on this veil.
Yeah, exactly. Three movies worth, so it's very powerful, apparently. Okay. The wedding veil journey. In this film, the third in the trilogy, you and your husband, Jin, realize your personal successes have given you little time to see each other. As a result, you agree to finally take your honeymoon. When a travel delay costs you your hotel room, you get the opportunity to stay on a remote island nearby. Is it possible the veil is once again working its magic and bringing you exactly where you need to be?
Yes, that's the one. Because I'll explain it.
That's it?
One reason only. Island.
Yeah.
Coconuts up in a tall tree.
Mm-hmm.
Broad shoulders.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
I want to ride on the broad shoulders. That's what I will be.
I want to be there.
That's where I want to be. I want to go to there.
I want to go to there. Jin so shoulders. That's where I want to be.
And then on the side of the island, guess what we'll be doing?
Chomchi.
Chomchi. Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. Yeah, it's perfect. Okay, great. Moving on. We have concluded the Veil trilogy, so no more Veil. Right. All right. Love in Glacier National, a national park romance, which does lead me to believe that this is a series, which I'm very interested in. But this one's in the glaciers. Okay. Sparks fly when you, an expert in avalanche forecasting, brings your new technology to Glacier National Park and you face pushback from the director of mountain rescue, Jungkook, who relies more on intuition and common sense. Your dual approach brings more than forecasting to the forefront of your heart.
Oh my gosh, already so hot. There's so much conflict already. We hate each other so much. Oh my gosh.
I put Jungkook in this one because it did seem to fit perfectly. Like, Mountain Rescue relies on his intuition.
Yeah, you said that, and immediately, absolutely. As soon as you were like, Mountain Rescue or Jungkook, and I like had the whole mountain man body but no face, and I was like, ding, like, perfectly ding, fit. Jungkook,
yep.
And he had like a scowl on mad at me, like he hates me. I was like, oh my gosh, are we Mulan? And like...
Get your technology out of here.
Are we Shang and Mulan right now?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So much conflict. I wonder what will happen.
Yes. So I know this is a tough, you know, we're already kind of strong here, but this is versus.
It's your job to sell family, the second one. You got to sell it.
Yeah. Family history mysteries. Buried past.
Ooh, as well, a genealogist.
Like mm-hmm. Okay. As a genealogist, you are an expert at bringing families together. When your close friend, J-Hope, urgently needs to find a bone marrow donor, the case becomes personal.
Oh my gosh.
That one's a little short one in regards to the synopsis.
I know, and I'm sorry, but that's just my friend, okay? I'm going to go and argue with the hot mountain rescue guy.
I know, this one is like a little bit unfair. It was kind of a little stacked.
I know. Also, I really care about the glaciers. I took a geography class last semester, absolutely. And those things are very important. We need to save them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You okay, should, you perfect. Know, meteorologist lady, you know that's how true. Important. So, that's yeah, true. I care about the glaciers. And so I would be down to be in a fictional storyline where I invent something to try to save them.
Wonderful. I love that for you. I've actually met avalanche forecasters. They're very cool people.
And then I can say things like to Jungkook because he'll be like, what about the people that need saving? And I'll be like, it won't be worth saving if there's no people.
This technology will save lives.
If we don't save the glaciers, then we won't save anyone.
But then you're like so close into each other's faces and you're just like, yeah, making that would be the moment. Contact, you'd be like, but then it flips. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Because then you'd be like, you don't come on my mountain and tell me what to do. And I'd be like, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm trying to save you. Kiss, 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 kiss.
You guys. Dude just used her hands to demonstrate that whole thing. It was very well done. Chef's kiss.
Kiss, 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 kiss.
Oh,
like the face smooshing kind of kiss where you knock things off desks and stuff, you know, very Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, because you're in some sort of like mountain rescue office cabin situation. Mm-hmm. So there are filing cabinets to be just on.
Yeah, no, you know what it is? We're in one of those rescue stations and we're trapped up there because there's a storm that happened.
Obviously.
And we got trapped there, we were there because he wanted to go there. And I told him not to go there because I forecasted this and he was not listening to me. And then that's what the whole argument is.
Trying to go with his intuition. Yeah. And it just, in this instance, led him astray. But you happen to also be there.
Oh, and then, instead of the argument, that's when the argument, when you say the one thing where, like, it's like, I needed to come out here to save those people. And I'm like, well, you won't be able to save them if you're dead. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Smush, smush, smush. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Gosh, I should be a TV writer.
You should be a fanfic writer. I keep saying it. I know. I need you to write fanfic for me.
Can you imagine me in a board meeting selling those stories? And then kiss, 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 kiss with my hands. Mushing them together.
All the gesturing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they'd love it. They'd be like, she's fresh. She's got a fresh look.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like her style.
I like her style.
So, yes, I'm going to go up into the Avalanche Mountain, and that's going to be a fun one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can't wait to watch this one now.
Yeah, I know. Whoever these actors are, they're going to have actually a lot.
We have to watch it now because we have to see if there is a scene where they get trapped somewhere and then they kiss.
That's going to be a jam sesh. Maybe like our January jam sesh. I'll look when this one comes out.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a jam sesh after. And we'll
that would be so funny. That would be
hilarious.
It, yeah.
Oh, my cheeks hurt. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I know, mine too.
Moving on.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. That was funny.
All right, next. Sweeter Than Chocolate. a TV reporter, you go to investigate a local bakery, which is rumored to have the secret recipe to finding true love on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
But will you find your own love story with chocolatier V?
Oh, no.
Or...
why did you put him with a chocolate one after I just described him as chocolatey? That's so rude.
Yeah. Who else? Which other member is going to be a chocolatier, that's honestly? True.
I guess like, I didn't have an option. The Lindt commercials with the chef with the hat. They have the whisk with the metal bowl.
And it's just V.
And it's V. Just like lifting the whisk up.
Just
like
sensuously whisking.
At Lindt chocolate. The Lindt chocolatiers have been practicing the art of sweetest chocolate making.
No, we've ruined these commercials. I will never be able to see them again. Oh my gosh. I so perfectly pictured him in that commercial.
I know, right? Oh my gosh, my face. It fits so well. Oh, man.
Okay, so that versus a Paris proposal. Work colleagues, you and RM are mistakenly believed to be a couple while trying to land client Durand Diamonds during a visit to Paris. This misunderstanding leads the Durands to believe you're married, making them excited about the prospect of having a real-life couple in charge of the creative vision for their brand and forcing you to try to keep up appearances.
Okay, so the chocolate one is hard not to pick, but if this wasn't a specific thing that I love in television shows and movies, I love this trope.
Me too.
So you know how people have pet peeves? I also have what I call serotonin subs. They're little happy things that happen in life that you just get joy out of. And a lot of mine happen to fall in, like, you know, when TV shows say their own name or movies say their own name. Like, you know. Yeah.
There
I love
is.
That. I also love this trope when two people get mistaken for a romantic couple and then they have to keep up the appearance and then they end up actually falling in love. That's like one of my favorite things that I love when that happens.
I have a bunch of books for you then. I have quite a few books that are like, my parents won't leave me alone, so I need to fake a boyfriend, or I have to go to this wedding, but I'm not going to go by myself, so I need a fake boyfriend. Yeah. I love it. I'm obsessed
as well.
Me too.
I love those ones. Yeah. I love that.
And then with RM. Like,
yes, I know. I know. And that also because it... so, crash landing on you, the lead in that, there were some times in the show... in some angles that he looked a lot like RM. And they also have a trope where they have to pretend that they are fiancés in order to keep up appearances and not get her exiled to the government of North Korea. So I can't help it. I would have to pick that one because that is so cute. I would love that. I would love to be pretend married to RM and then have that. Because then that leads to another kiss, kiss, kiss moment, right? Because then there's like the part where it's like the time to leave. And then like, or one of you confesses like, you know, like, I feel like you're taking this too seriously. And she's like, I'm just trying to keep up appearances, okay? I don't want us to get caught. I could lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are you afraid you will lose everything? Or lose me. And then kiss, 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 kiss.
Because this argument happened in the hotel room that had to be booked with a king bed because, appearances. And so.
And then, like, she called room service and then he, like, comes in and he's like, and she's like, thank you. Oh, thank you. Yes, Mrs. Da da da. And then hangs up the phone. And then he's like, I feel like you're taking this too seriously.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm not taking this too seriously. Yep. I have everything on the line here. Like, you always have to have everything on the line.
And then, mid argument, the door knocks, food arrives. So you have to, like, hold RM's hand or something. You know, like, honey.
To the side.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Door
so
shuts. I can't believe this. And then just continue. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Like, cart knocked over. Oh, yes.
Yes, cart knocked over. Because you need the cart in there. Something has to get knocked over. Because that is also another thing that has to happen in these love scenes on
TV.
Things have to get knocked over. Everything. Yeah. Just has
to.
Which,
in movies, carts are there for room service, even though that never actually happens in real life. Mm-hmm. But it has to in this movie, for sure.
Yeah, like in the movie, because then the door would knock and they'd be like, hello, we've got your food. And we've added a bottle of champagne for the happy couple. Yeah. That never happens in room service. They never add a bottle of champagne for the happy couple. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, we are so honored to have such a happy married couple. You know, like really putting on the things that we're married. And
oh, yeah. Oh, I'm here for this.
You're starting to think this is real. You're starting to act like my wife, and I never wanted a wife. Well, I never wanted this. This or me. Kiss.
Yes. Okay. I'm with you on this one, too. So far, yes. I probably would not pick the dog one just because of Cat Lady. But everything else, I would. Cats, I'm on though, you. I'm with you.
If it was
I'm
cats, with you on this. Then would it be,
if it was cats, it be the same? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Next, would you rather? Valentine, Nebraska. After losing your boyfriend and job in the same week, you head home to Nebraska to regroup. You agree to get a ride from your roommate's friend, Jen, who is driving from New York to L.A. When his car breaks down, mere miles from your hometown, he has to stay a few more days in Valentine, Nebraska with you and your sister. After spending so much time together, you realize that your priorities might have changed, and love is what truly matters. Mm, or...
a greasy car guy.
Again, broad shoulders, you know? Oh, yeah. The car breaks down, he's got to pop the trunk, he's got to see what's up. Or the hood. Okay, or made for each other. A sculptor, you use magic to mold your ideal man, Jackson, into reality. But you begin to fall for your real-life friend, Jimin, and embrace the flaws that make love perfectly imperfect.
Oh, that one's cute, too. Okay, I'm going to give it to Jimin. I already picked Jin. I'm going to give it to Jimin, because Jackson was also in it.
Yes. I was like, I have to pick someone, like, ideal man. I mean, he's got to be enticing, so obviously Jackson. Yeah. Duh. And it's so funny, we talked about him earlier. I didn't even
plan it. He keeps popping up on my Instagram feed like, girl, I'm here. It's like, you know, when you end the affair and then they're like, I've been thinking about you. You're like, he's out of town. Oh, get away. Okay. You knew that.
Okay, so you've chosen Jimin. So made for each other. Love it.
Made for each other.
Okay.
MFEO.
Mm-hmm. I probably would have picked the other one because the idea of Jin, like, in a hood.
In
like,
a hunky tinkering. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I'm here for that. Okay. Next. Grilling season. A curious caterer mystery. This one, I will say, when I read the log line, like the synopsis, I was a little shocked, and I don't know if this is actually a romance, even though I'm making it one. So just as a heads up, it actually kind of takes an aggressive turn here that I wasn't ready for it. But here it is anyway. I had already committed, so I couldn't take it out.
It takes an aggressive turn. That description is so funny. Yeah. Okay.
I just like read it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a Hallmark movie? Are you kidding me? This sounds more like it should be. Anyway. Okay. Grilling season, a curious caterer mystery. Professional caterer, you are on a mission to clear your name after your friend, Sarah, is killed following a barbecue explosion. I mean, I put my name in there, but that is the first sentence. I was like, what? This sounds like a Lifetime movie.
This is not This Is Us. Hallmark. I am not going to allow cooking appliances to kill my friends.
I know. But apparently it happens. I die in a barbecue explosion. So, you team up with Detective RM to learn the truth. As you weed through manipulative party guests, heated gossip, and dark secrets, the suspect list grows with familiar names ranging from business partners to ex-spouses. You realize that the murderer might be closer to them than you originally imagined.
Steph.
And also, you get close to Mara. That's what I'm just going to add here. Because, again, I don't know if this is supposed... I pulled, like, Hallmark romances, but this is on there. I was like, well, I don't know if they actually have a romance here, but... Yeah. You know, sometimes when you're under stress...
They're venturing into Lifetime territory, okay?
Like, That's what I said. But I'm just going to, like, put a twist on it and say, you know, you and RM, you really feel like you can trust him when you can't trust anybody else, and you get really close that way. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a Nashville legacy. After moving to Nashville to intern as a curator at the local museum, you know I'm a sucker for museum.
Yes.
So you move to Nashville to intern as a curator at the local museum. You meet a volunteer named Suga, but there is more to him than meets the eye. He's actually the heir to the Barry Hall Records empire run by his father, but he is struggling to step out from under his father's shadow of success. You begin to get close, bonding over your love for music and your desire to leave your respective marks on the world. This one's a little stacked as well, obviously.
I know, but I also love that storyline. I love, like, a son trying to get out from his father's shadow. Like, that's one of my favorites. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't want your life! Like, that's one
of my... Well, this is like a your love of music. It's with Suga. This would you rather is a little stacked.
Yeah, and you're alive. So yeah. I'm going to go with that one because you're alive.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. I don't want you to be dead from a barbecue explosion. You love barbecue.
I love barbecue. So this
I want you to have safe barbecue experiences, even in fictional lands.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. But also, I love, because then I would like to watch that scene where, like, the dad's like, you're wasting your life on music, son. And then he's like, you don't know my life. And, like, wipes the table, you know, and, like, knocks it clean off. And he's like, I'm leaving. Don't follow me. And then, like, mm-hmm. they walk out, you know, angry. And then I'm already outside. And I'm like, what happened? And he's like, yeah. I'm out of this place. I'm out of here. Are you coming with me? Like, I don't know if I can just leave my everything. Internship. I don't know if I can just go, Suge. I don't know if I can leave.
My internship at the museum. You know how important it is to me.
You know how much I love curating at the museum, Suge. I can't do this. You'd be like, you're either with me or you're not. But there's only one life and I'm chasing this dream. Kiss, kiss, kiss,
kiss, kiss, kiss, kiss, kiss, kiss, kiss. Yes. Oh my goodness.
Oh, I also like that one because since we would be in Tennessee, I would have to call him Suge.
Yeah, that's true. It's just, you know, you're in the South. It's very fitting.
Yeah. He wouldn't be Suga. It would be Suge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Suge.
Oh, Suge.
You and your friends and then funny dance moves.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Oh,
yeah, so I picked that one.
Agreed. I knew you were gonna pick that one, honestly. Yeah. So you're welcome. I was very pleased when you mentioned it was because you didn't want me to die, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was like, no, I picked the first one actually. I picked the first one, but not because it's RM or anything, just because other details.
Other details.
Then I could host this show alone.
This was my long con. Barbecue.
No, definitely don't want you to die from a barbecue explosion. But now I do kind of want to watch that movie.
Yes, I also kind of want to watch it. It seems intense. Okay, next one. Winning team. A pro soccer player, you team up with a small town coach named Jungkook to lead your niece's team to the playoffs after you find yourself no longer in the game.
Ooh,
okay.
I hate soccer.
Or picture of her. You unwittingly become the subject of an award-winning magazine's cover and go on a quest to uncover the true identity of the mystery photographer, V, who snapped your photo.
Okay. That one. I like that one. Mystery photographer, and mainly just because I'm thinking of him in the Rainy Days video when he's painting the alien with the baguette and that look. I would see him like looking like that, like in the dark room developing pictures.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I'd like show up and it'd be all red. He'd be like, I'm like, how did you find me? Then I'd be like, it was you, wasn't it? And I'd be like, you. I'm sorry, I don't like visitors. And then I'll be like, yeah. It was you. You took my picture. You're the one. And then I was. But this one's not kiss, kiss, kiss. This one is kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Smushy
yeah,
kiss. Yeah. Slow kiss. You know, banana yeah. sounds kiss.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because you're in the dark room. It's like very, he's like socially awkward, I imagine, where he's like, you know, he hides behind the camera. He doesn't yeah. like the social interactions.
Yeah, so yeah,
so he's
yeah,
like
yeah,
fighting
yeah.
that as he's coming yeah. in at you.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, so that's the one.
Cool. I love it. Okay, next. Love in the Maldives. A travel columnist, you are sent to the Maldives by your editor to write an article about its romantic appeal and adventurous experiences. Ooh. You realize you need some guidance and support to undertake some of the challenges outside of your comfort zone. The hotel's guest experience expert, Jimin, steps in and makes it his personal mission to give you the adventure you're looking for.
Ooh, very forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yeah. Or the professional bridesmaid. You have mastered being a bridesmaid and have since made a career out of it. Your latest client, Jenny, who is the mayor's daughter, comes with a lot of scrutiny, so you are hired to pretend to be a bridesmaid and keep things running smoothly. Unfortunately, J-Hope, an ambitious local reporter assigned to the society story, is sniffing around hoping to get close to the mayor for a scoop on the pending development of local park land. To pull off your assignment, you must coordinate 3 unhelpful bridesmaids and keep J-Hope focused on the wedding while hiding your identity, even as you begin to grow closer to him.
Okay, that one is tempting, but I'm going to leave your man alone and go with Jimin again.
I did low-key think I should probably just not put J-Hope in here because I feel like you're not going to pick him, which is totally fair and honest. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
But
I would never.
You can pick J-Hope. He's like a cutie. Go for it, girl.
I know he is. But I know myself in that storyline and I would be like too realistic. Like, too realistically myself where I'd be like, come on, J-Hope, I'll help you break into the story. Like, you know? Yeah. But with the Jimin one, that one leads to that scene of like, here, I'll take you to a place where I don't really take many people. It's really cool. It's so amazing. You could dive into these coves, these cenotes or whatever, like kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then he would be like, look. And then I'd be like, I'm really scared. I don't do that kind of thing. And he'd be like, watch. And then he does it. And then he'd be down in the water. And then there's that shot from above where he's like, come on. And then I'd be like, no, I'm scared. And he'd be like, just do it. And then I do it. And then I land in the water. And then when I come up
face to face. He's like right there.
Oh, yeah. And then he's like, that was so brave of you. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've never done anything that brave before in my life. And he'd be like, that was so awesome. I'm so impressed. And it'd be like, kiss. See? So many kisses ending. These that are great. True. I can't wait to watch these movies.
I know. Yeah.
If that they one have is these scenes in them, good. I'm going to be like, when were these movies made? Was it before or after our episode was published?
That is true. Mm-hmm. I think these last couple. Oh, yep. We've got one more. So these ones are coming out in March. So, I mean, there's probably still editing time for them to, like, give us some real, credit. Thank you. Listen up.
If you need me in the writer's room, I'm happy to oblige.
All right. Here we go. The Wedding Cottage. A wedding guide creator, you must convince an uninspired artist and owner of a special wedding cottage, V, to renovate the rundown cottage to host a contest-winning couple for their dream wedding. Hmm. Or, hearts in the game. A publicist, you are thrown for a loop when you're tasked with spinning Major League Baseball player Jungkook's image. The pitcher also happens to be the guy who shattered your heart in high school. The project might be your biggest challenge professionally and personally as you take him back to your hometown in Ohio to deal with what you've both left behind.
Okay. There's only one very shallow reason that I am picking the second one. And it is because baseball uniforms are really, yep. really tight.
Oh, yeah. I hear you, girl.
Just that, yep. that's all. That's enough it. Said. You know?
Enough said.
Baseball uniforms. Cakes and thighs, girl. Cakes and thighs.
Can you imagine Jungkook thighs in I know. Baseball?
I know.
Attire. Mm-hmm. Done. Him or RM,
I would just be like, done. My ex is the pitcher that broke my heart in high school, and then Jungkook just walks up to bat. I would just stand there and just point down at the butt, like, mm. This, you see this? That's it.
These cakes? Yes.
Yeah, you suck.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, that's it. That concludes our annual Would You Rather. Thank you for participating. I look forward to next year. Woo!
But yeah, woo! That was our New Year's episode, Would You Rather. That was so much fun. I love that. Yay. I'm going to have to look out for...
I love these too.
I'm going to watch out for these movies now because I want to watch some of them. And also a grill explosion. Like, what in the world? Why is television trying to terrify us of our cooking appliances?
I don't know. Super random. Yeah, I was just, like, reading all these, like, fluffy, you know, log lines, and I was like, what? This is a Hallmark movie? Okay. Oh, that's so
funny. Like, it takes an aggressive turn.
It really did.
That was fun, though. I love those Would You Rathers. Those are good. Yeah. Those are good times.
Me too. Me too. But you guys... We're wrapping up 2023. We're heading into 2024. 1 year closer to 2025. Let's
yes.
do it.
Yes. Have a happy new year, everyone. We love yes. you and we appreciate you. Thank you for sticking with yes. us for another year.
Woo-hoo! And
I know. We really appreciate you all. And as Absolutely. Always, everyone.
Borahe! Borahe.